Hello, from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 27th, 2024. My name is Teek, and I'm your phonologist for this week. The temperatures are continuing to be unusually warm, with a high of 42 degrees at North Shore Community School on Wednesday, January 31st, and a low this week of only 28 degrees on Thursday, February 1st. Due to the warm temperatures, students are dodging puddles and mud in their sweatshirts and tennis shoes instead of skating and building snow forts while wearing winter jackets and snow pants. The record high recorded in Duluth for January 31st happened in 1993, with a temperature of 45 degrees, and the record low was in 1982, with a temperature of negative 33 degrees. On February 1st, as the sun rose, the sky was perfectly clear, with the star Sirius shining brilliantly right above the horizon line. Sirius, also known as the Dog Star or Sirius A, is the brightest star in the Earth's night sky. The name means glowing in Greek, fitting description as only a few planets, the full moon and the International Space Station, outshine the star. Because Sirius is so bright, it was well known to ancient people. On Friday, January 26th, Miss Lampola's second graders watched a flock of cedar waxwings eat on berry trees outside of the classroom. This is a fun sight to see, as they usually come in November and eat all the berries before the snow comes. With the lack of snow, we believe that food is easier to come by this winter. Penny had four wild turkeys visit her yard on Tuesday, January 30th. On February 1st, Miss Rolfe's class found a trail of gross tracks down by the school creek. Sunday night, Eloise's neighbor saw a bobcat in their backyard. Many rumors have been going around about bobcats on the North Shore, but not many have been confirmed. The teachers at the nature preschool by Penny's house, located on the Ryan Road near Lake Superior, also said they found some bobcat tracks. On Tuesday, January 30th, Marcus measured the air temperature at 40 degrees and the water temperature at 32 degrees. The snow depth at Chickadee Landing was 1.7 inches, and the stream had 3 inches of ice on it. On January 11th, the stream had 7 inches of ice, creating a decrease in ice levels on the creek by 4 inches in 19 days. Friday, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is a popular North American tradition observed in the United States and Canada. Punxsutawney Phil did not see a shadow, so some believe this predicts an early spring. However, to those who are missing the cold and snow, our local expert weather forecasters disagree. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.